Should dams be used as giant batteries? A predicted 68% decrease in spring runoff throughout the Columbia River Basin in the Pacific Northwest sent rates skyrocketing in a region of the United States that has traditionally enjoyed low power rates due to an extensive network of hydroelectric projects and government subsidies. Federal and state officials scrambled to deal with the crisis, which was caused in part by the near record low runoff and in part by a decade-long slowdown of non-hydro power construction. To address the squeeze, at least in the short term, dam managers decided to sacrifice the quietest, least vocal constituents, salmon. Salmon-saving measures were paused and reservoirs were emptied in hopes of avoiding rolling blackouts throughout the Northwest. While environmentalists and other salmon lovers protested, none were more concerned than regional tribes. Salmon did not create the current crisis, and the river cannot continue to be run on their backs, said Anton Minthorn, chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation at a 2001 energy conference in Portland. The Black Hills Powwow is just a few days away. The Summit Arena at the Monument will be alive with dance and drum. Grand entry begins at 7 p.m. Friday evening, beginning with an arena blessing by Dr. Gerald Yellowhawk. Stephen Yellowhawk is president of the Black Hills Powwow Board. Do Bad Warrior Ganji from Cheyenne River is the vice president. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.